Uncovering the Truth, How the Bitcoin Layer Goes About Reading the News. Welcome back to the Bitcoin Layer. I'm Nick Bhatia. A loyal TBL subscriber sent us a message. I am a noob who is clueless about global macro. Is there two or three financial news outlets you global macro veterans would recommend? And which ones would they be? Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, Reuters, Bloomberg, or something else? Now, we believe that this is a fantastic question, especially with so much going on around the world. Who do you trust? How do you know that the information you're being fed is authentic? And most importantly, how are you developing a strategy to cut through propaganda? Let's first say that it's not easy, and it's part of our job to monitor all the news that we can, and in that process, we eliminate stories that we believe are noise, and we read stories that we believe are signal, and even with that process, we're certain that we're missing stories and not able to capture everything that's going on. With today's macro landscape, many people are worried that they are not saving enough for retirement. Now you can grow your retirement savings with a tax-advantaged Bitcoin IRA using Unchained. The Unchained IRA is the only solution that allows you to hold your own private keys in an IRA vehicle. Right now, Unchained is running an amazing deal for you guys where you can get started with their IRA for no setup fees and no fees for the first year. You can roll over traditional IRAs or other 401k accounts into this new Unchained IRA, and they can help you set up everything. Go to unchained.com/TBL and experience true ownership over your retirement. Don't risk your Bitcoin security. Do you have Bitcoin private keys stored on paper? Make sure you convert those keys to titanium with Stampseed. Stampseed has this really cool DIY kit that allows you to hammer in your seed phrase into these small titanium plates that are fire resistant and damage resistant. This kit is designed by titanium metal workers that have been working in stamping metal for over 14 years, and your words are deeply stamped, not just a shallow dot. So make sure you check out stampseed.com today and use code TBL for 15% off of your order. Now, before we get into recommending the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg, which we will do today, as two good solid sources of information out there, I want to tell you a personal story. Now, in the year 2010, I was a student at USC, and I was trying to seek information about what was going on with the Federal Reserve. Now, I understood that quantitative easing was something brand new, had never been tried before at this scale in the United States, and I wanted to understand it better. I also got the feeling that as a college student with no access to Wall Street level information and research, that I was being left behind and I wasn't able to get the information that I needed out of traditional media or even my professors. In my search to understand quantitative easing, I stumbled upon a website, at the time, a blog called zerohedge.blogspot.com. Now, I can confidently say that Zero Hedge changed my life because for the first time, I had access to information that I couldn't find anywhere else on the internet. I would watch CNBC, I would watch Bloomberg, I would read Bloomberg and the Financial Times, I would read The Economist magazine, but nowhere did I get the information that I received from Zero Hedge at that time. Now, don't rush to zerohedge.blogspot.com. That is the old domain. You can find them at zerohedge.com, but I want to tell you more about this story. What was it in particular that attracted me to Zero Hedge at that time? Now, quantitative easing is a process by which the Federal Reserve expands its balance sheet and takes on treasuries to its balance sheet. So what it does is it creates reserves brand new from thin air, and those reserves get placed onto the asset side of a bank's balance sheet, and that bank has to already have a treasury security on the asset side of its balance sheet. That treasury security leaves the asset side of the commercial bank, comes onto the asset side of the Fed, and the whole system expands in size because the Fed expands, but for the bank, it's just an asset swap. So it's losing a treasury and gaining a reserve. Now, I would hear at the time, mind you, this was 2009, 2010, I would hear that the Fed is printing money. But when I would read the explanation as to what was happening, the Fed wasn't showing up at the Treasury auction and buying those treasuries from the Treasury Department itself. It was buying them from primary dealers. And all of this information was available on the Fed's website. But as a college student, as a young person, I didn't have the background to be able to go on the Fed's website and understand what was happening. So Zero Hedge had this article that explained how it worked. The Treasury would auction securities. The market would buy them. Part of the market was the primary dealer community or the banks from around the world. It wasn't just the American banks, Goldman and JP Morgan, but other European banks like Barclays or Deutsche Bank or BNP Paribas, and Japanese banks such as Nomura or Mizuho. So primary dealers from around the world would come in, buy treasuries, take the treasuries onto their balance sheet, and then a few weeks later, the Fed would come and buy those treasuries from the primary dealers. Now, how did I know that it was a few weeks later? Zero Hedge. They showed me that there is something called a CUSIP, which is a bond identifier. If you guys know that the ticker for Apple is AAPL, or the ticker for Tesla is TSLA, that is an identifier. Each bond also has an identifier. They're called CUSIPs. And so Zero Hedge posted this article that showed, here are the CUSIPs that were auctioned earlier this month. And here are the CUSIPs that were submitted by primary dealers to the Fed to be purchased as part of their POMO program, Permanent Open Market Operations. And now I can even just close my eyes and see this article in the old font on ZeroHedge.com, on ZeroHedge.blogspot.com, mind you, because it was the first time I had ever seen this type of detail. And remember, I was an economics student that was interested in fixed income, interested in the Fed, interested in the monetary system, but I wasn't a fixed income practitioner yet. I hadn't worked at a hedge fund. I hadn't even attended business school. And in business school was where I really studied finance and interest rates and understood that my future was in fixed income portfolio management. So before all of this, way before all of this, I had never had access to this type of information. So Zero Hedge was, at the time, to me, the authority on freedom of information from the financial perspective. It represented the other side of the coin to the CNBC, the Bloomberg, and the Wall Street Journal, and the Financial Times, because I knew that I could take Zero Hedge's information, go to the Fed's website, and interpret it for myself. And for the first time, I felt power over my ability to go to the primary source. And that is what we do at the Bitcoin layer. So if you are new to finance or global macroeconomics, trying to read the news and then getting signal out of it is going to be an immense challenge. You should start with information outlets like the Bitcoin layer. So you can catch us here at this channel, subscribe to us here on YouTube, or subscribe on your favorite audio platform, then subscribe to us at thebitcoinlayer.com/subscribe, where we deliver both free and paid research to those that are trying to understand more about Bitcoin and global macroeconomics. We have what we believe to be the best buy, hold, sell Bitcoin indicator in the market. We are independent. It means we can go both buy or sell recommendation for Bitcoin, because we know that we are not advising investment clients. We are providing independent research, and it's your job to do your own investments. From that perspective, we are trying to cover everything that is going well for Bitcoin or working against Bitcoin, including everything global macroeconomic related, the Fed, interest rates, which we know can present a challenge to Bitcoin and global risk markets when the central bank is being restrictive. It can also be not just a boost, but the fuel and the ignition itself for the ownership case, the investment case for owning Bitcoin, because the governments plus central banks are out of control. Now, I tell you the story about Zero Hedge in its early days because it is how I went primary source. I then became a finance student in Spain, and I had access to a Bloomberg terminal. I came back to the US, got a job at a hedge fund, had access to a Bloomberg terminal, and have ever since had access to Wall Street research. So a special thank you to my friends on Wall Street that provide me with excellent research. But I have to say, I don't always agree with them, and I don't read them first. The first thing I do is go to the primary source. And what is the primary source for me? Markets, so the time series of prices, how prices change over time, is the most important thing to me. Number two are economic releases. Those come from, sometimes they come from the government, and government statistics cannot always be trusted. Sometimes they come from private sources, which are more reliable. At the Bitcoin layer, we combine our interpretation and understanding of prices and how markets are changing over time, as well as the economic data that comes out. That is how we conduct our analysis, the primary source. What is another form of primary source information? What the central banks are saying and doing. So that is why we read Fed speeches. We listen to the Fed's chair, Jerome Powell, when he does press conferences after FOMC decisions. We, of course, read FOMC statements, minutes. Those types of primary sources are our best guide, and that is how we conduct our business at the Bitcoin layer. But I know your question is more, hey, how can I supplement the Bitcoin layer with news so that I can also follow along and maybe see what you guys are watching? Now, I'm not going to go and recommend a place for you guys to track prices, because that's going to take a charting tool or some active measurement of what's going on in financial markets every day. But if you want news, let's start with the Wall Street Journal and Bloomberg. Now, what is good about the Wall Street Journal? I believe the Wall Street Journal, which is a US-based publication, does a good job of covering the most important information relevant to the US economy. Now, when it comes to, let's say, Bitcoin, or what is going to happen with financial markets, you are not going to get that from the news. The news is a summary of what is going on in the markets trailing, as well as the economic data trailing. It's not going to tell you what is happening on a price action level that we're able to interpret and then make some sort of analysis or narrative based off of that. That's what you have us for, and that's what Wall Street is doing, and you can use Zero Hedge as a tool to gain access to some of that Wall Street research. I'll explain Zero Hedge in a little bit here. Now let's get back to the Wall Street Journal. What do they do well? They cover the news, they cover the Fed well, and they even have an inside beat on what's going on with the Fed. We've seen this on two separate occasions. Once in 2022, when the Fed needed to get the market positioned for a 75 basis point hike as inflation was raging out of control. It used the Wall Street Journal and Nick Timiraos to signal that, hey, this is what we are going to do and you need to adjust accordingly. So for that reason, the Wall Street Journal actually has an inside track on what's going on with the Fed. For that reason, they are a good read, and actually an excellent read on trying to understand where the Fed is with their thinking. Now, yes, you can use the FOMC statement and Jerome Powell's press conference, but in the days and weeks leading up to a Fed meeting, the Wall Street Journal is going to cover that very well. That's how you are going to know what the Fed is about to do in the next few weeks, but it doesn't give you any idea what the Fed's going to do 3, 6 to 12 months from now. That needs a much more deep analysis, and even us at the Bitcoin layer, we really can't say we have any idea what the Fed is going to do past 6 months, but we work very hard to try to interpret what they are going to do over the next 6 months. What are they going to do over the next 6 months here? They're going to cut rates by another, let's say, 1% at least. Now, next, let's go to Bloomberg. The Wall Street Journal, pretty affordable at somewhere between $30 and $50 a month. By the way, the Bitcoin layer pro subscribers are able to sign up for as low as $49 a month. That is less than the price of Wall Street Journal plus Bloomberg. So really consider becoming a pro to join in on what we are analyzing, which includes all of this information. Now, to Bloomberg, I think Bloomberg is an excellent source of information. We pay for Bloomberg to gain access to their news. Bloomberg is a data provider of the highest caliber in the interest rate and financial sphere. Subscriptions to a Bloomberg terminal are close to $30,000 for the year, and that gives you access to every price, every data series in a live format. Now, of course, many of you at home are not in the budget of spending $30,000 a year on a Bloomberg terminal just to gain access to the information, but for $30, $40, $50 bucks a month, you can subscribe to Bloomberg News and read what all the articles that are going on with the terminal. And so we think Bloomberg, they really are the best in the biz when it comes to covering news, financial news. So if you are looking for basically one subscription in addition to the Bitcoin layer to join along with what we are doing or to follow the news alongside the way that we are analyzing things, Bloomberg would be our number one recommendation. And you can get that for about 40 bucks a month, I believe, is the current price there. Now, you won't gain access to a Bloomberg terminal and any of the live prices, but you will gain access to all of Bloomberg's news. Now, because Bloomberg offers news and opinion, you can get tricked into reading too much of the Bloomberg opinion, but if you go with just Bloomberg News, you are going to give yourself the power of that information. Really, Bloomberg, it is as primary source as you can get, meaning that for their news, they are trying their best to not put in any bias there. Just deliver the facts, and most importantly, deliver the numbers as they exist. And that is what Bloomberg does best. They deliver the numbers. Whether you are focused on microeconomics and individual companies or global macroeconomics like we are, and what central banks around the world are doing, governments are doing, what's going on with currency relationships, currency pairs, all of that information, Bloomberg is absolutely fantastic and what we would say the best in the business. So if you're looking to spend that money, Bloomberg is where we would recommend that you go. Now, Zero Hedge is the other side of the mainstream media and going to provide you a lot of information, counterintuitive narratives, narratives that are provocative and sometimes provocative just to be provocative. So we have to do our best to combine everything. So we are not blind in only taking information from one place. We are combining all information. We are also taking these counterintuitive and non-traditional narratives from Zero Hedge and vetting them all the time. We are just making sure that we are looking at the opposite of the mainstream, which is what Zero Hedge is going to present, and ask ourselves, is that something that is based in fact? And then I will also say here, so you guys need a tool for going on Zero Hedge and taking in their analysis. And by the way, I should say that Zero Hedge is using an alias. The alias is Tyler Durden, the character from the Brad Pitt film Fight Club. And so Zero Hedge is using an alias to focus on the information, not the person. Does that sound familiar to any of you at home that might be familiar with the Satoshi Nakamoto story? I think that there is a parallel with Satoshi and Zero Hedge in that using an alias to focus on the underlying information is crucial and part of each one of their brands. So if that is any motivation for you to go check out Zero Hedge, I would suggest. Now, here's the big asterisk for Zero Hedge and how to use this site. Zero Hedge is now a very profitable business. And so part of what they do is they sell their real estate. They sell articles, they sell ads. So a lot of the majority, now the vast majority of Zero Hedge posts are pay to play. It means that you can pay to have your article appear on the website. What does that mean? It means that a lot of the analysis and research on Zero Hedge is not Zero Hedge, that alias that we are talking about. It shows you. So when you click into a Zero Hedge article, you will see at the top who's writing it. And if there's a hyperlink at the top and a link to something outside, it's not Zero Hedge. I personally don't read any of those articles because they're just not within my wheelhouse. Okay, some of them might be good. I actually know that our very own Joe Consorti has gotten his articles on there. So it's not all pay to play. You can write something great and they can pick it up just like any other news source. So there's going to be good stuff, but I'm trying to explain to you guys how to use this website. Now, Zero Hedge will post daily at the end of the day interpretations on what's going on with the markets. And you can identify these articles by around the 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific time, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern time. In that area, you'll have a daily recap with a bunch of Bloomberg charts going down. Those would be a great place to start if you're looking for the Zero Hedge side of things. So once a day, you're going to get a pure numbers article that covers the narrative from the Zero Hedge side. You can layer in the Zero Hedge articles that are written by Zero Hedge about economic data releases that happen on pretty much a daily basis, as well as what goes on with the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve, as well as Treasury auctions too. So Zero Hedge will cover all of these things. You will have to know the timing of the economic releases so you can use Bloomberg, Wall Street Journal as a hint as to what's going on in the economy or with the Fed or with the Treasury Department, then go over to Zero Hedge and see what the article is. Make sure it's not an outside source, and then from there you can go and read the other side of the narrative. Then you can come back to the Bitcoin layer and see how we put it together. And we use, remember that I'm using my own primary source analysis. So I look at prices, I look at the data first. Oftentimes I will do a video or write for the Bitcoin layer, which you can subscribe to at thebitcoinlayer.com/subscribe. I do that before I even read a single news article or go to Zero Hedge to see what they are saying about it. That's because I am a practitioner. This is my practice. This is what I do for a living. Now, with additional time, I will sometimes read other analysis, and that's where I will introduce to you, Zero Hedge has a paid tier. It's only about $30 a month, and with that paid tier, you are going to gain access to several of the Wall Street Research reports that Zero Hedge posts. These are going to be very important for you. So if you're going to try to spend time reading a research report, make sure it's from the street, and Zero Hedge can now give you access to that. I read research from the street, but I can't go and post those things to you. Otherwise, I would lose access to that research if I was caught passing it along to the public. But for some reason, Zero Hedge has an arrangement in which he is posting Wall Street research. I'm sure he has the permission of the analysts, and you gain access to that research. Now, the research that I read sometimes intersects with the research that Zero Hedge posts from Wall Street. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes I like it. Sometimes I don't. But if you're looking, today's episode is about how to gain access to information, not how to listen to what the Bitcoin layer is saying and then go on your way and not search for anything. I'm trying to give you the tools that we have ourselves so that you can combine them. You can supplement your subscription to us, or you can go and try to get information from multiple places and really just grow your know. Now, the next thing I want to show you is Macrobond. Macrobond is a charting tool and a macroeconomic data provider that we subscribe to at the Bitcoin layer. Now, I'm not going to say the price of Macrobond because it's less public information than the Bloomberg price, but let's just say that Macrobond is very expensive and something that was a very large investment for us at the Bitcoin layer. Why did we do it? So that we could gain access to primary source information and data series that we never thought imaginable for us. We are only scratching the surface of what we can deliver to you at the Bitcoin layer via Macrobond. But if there's one person out there that is interested in paying that type of information for the primary source data, we cannot strongly recommend Macrobond enough. They have been an unbelievable provider of data. We are very grateful to have access to this data, and it didn't come at a low price, and we are able to pass that information on to you, and a lot of it comes absolutely for free. You guys know this YouTube channel does not cost you a single cent, and many of you are joining on at the Bitcoin Layer Pro for only $49 a month, and it helps us pay this large Macrobond bill. So thank you for that. Thank you for your subscriptions, and we will continue to deliver this incredibly high-quality Macrobond information custom for you for your Bitcoin and global macro analysis. Thanks for sticking with us today at the Bitcoin Layer. We hope that you are able to gain access to information so that you are not subject to mainstream propaganda. We'll catch you next time. With today's macro landscape, many people are worried that they are not saving enough for retirement. Now you can grow your retirement savings with a tax-advantaged Bitcoin IRA using Unchained. The Unchained IRA is the only solution that allows you to hold your own private keys in an IRA vehicle. Right now, Unchained is running an amazing deal for you guys where you can get started with their IRA for no setup fees and no fees for the first year. You can roll over traditional IRAs or other 401k accounts into this new Unchained IRA, and they can help you set up everything. Go to unchained.com/TBL and experience true ownership over your retirement.